say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am Lord. I want you to think about that. God doesn't say, I can just take a handful of dry bones and make them kind of marionette along and kind of function a little bit. He says, I can restore the bone. I can restore the sinew. I can put skin back on it. I can make it a vibrant, living thing again. So says the Lord. You and I need to appreciate that this message right here that we all sometimes take for granted, this book we call the Bible, this canon of collection of things that are authorized, that came from God, this God-breathed, inspired message is more powerful than we give it credit for. When we say our community cannot be reached by this book, we are not saying I can't reach them. We're saying God can't reach them. Now, I'm not sitting here trying to tell you, well, I'm standing, actually, ain't I? I'm not standing here telling you that every single person you ever talk to about the Scriptures are going to respond favorably and become the Christians they ought to be. I'm not trying to give you some kind of idea that we're missing out because everybody's going to be receptive. What I'm telling us and what I'm thinking together with you about this morning is, let's not pick and choose who it is God can take dry bones and make life out of. Let's not predetermine who it is that will be receptive and who won't. That is a futile waste of time. I was in Nashville, Tennessee, working with the church at Broadmoor on the north side of town. Did some summer preaching works in my younger years. And I can remember we were doing a door-to-door campaign kind of thing. And we weren't knocking. We were just kind of handing out these packets. And it had various pieces of information in it. And we were in a neighborhood, and we ran out of packets. Two houses left in the neighborhood, one packet left. Dilemma. What are we going to do? Right? Got two houses, one packet. And so we're trying to look at the house, trying to figure out which would be more receptive to the packet and want to read it and want to look at it based on what kind of car they drove, what kind of curtains were in the windows. And finally, we looked at each other. The person I was working with, I said, well, this is a waste of time. There is literally nothing in this yard or in this driveway or in those windows that'll tell us anything about whether that person or this person will be receptive to the gospel or not. Now, in hindsight, I would have knocked on one and gave a packet on the other. That's what I would have done now. But we do that a lot. We say to ourselves, our friends won't listen, our family aren't interested. We predetermine, but we forget that God can bring life when it seems like no life could ever come. God can bring, so others can be saved. Am I willing to go take that message, irregardless of whether I think life will come or not? Am I willing to simply take the most powerful message man has ever known and go share it? Read on, verse 8. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Also he said to me, prophesy to the breath, and prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, winds, O breath, and breath of these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded, and breath came unto them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet an exceedingly great army. And then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And then you shall know that I am the Lord. When I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your grave, I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And then I will place you in your own land, and you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. You know the great thing about sharing the message of Jesus and sharing the message of God in the Bible is that at the end of the day, it's always about God. At the end of the day, it's never about me. And that's hard because And I don't want to speak on behalf of all preachers, so I'll be careful here. But it's easy to kind of become consumed with the idea of what am I doing? Am I being effective? Am I saying things in the right way? Am I doing the right things? And we get caught up sometimes in the me part of it. Now, I realize God put the scriptures into earthen vessels. He's commanded us to go out and share them. We've got responsibilities personally and all those kinds of things. But at the end of the day, it's always God. If life will come, it's about God. If life returns to dry bones, it's about God. It is never about Brian. It's never about Brian. It is always about the person and their God and whether they'll be receptive to him. So quit worrying about whether you're the greatest personal evangelist or not. Quit worrying about whether you have the skill set in order to share the message of God. I tell folks, if you can teach somebody to tie their shoes, you can tell them about Jesus. If you have a skill set enough to be able to talk about the weather, you can talk about your Savior. And so never forget. So others can be saved. We're willing to go and even speak to dry bones. Let me share something else with you. So others can be saved. Am I willing to become a servant in order to make that happen? I'm concerned that sometimes we don't have, for lack of a better word, the success that maybe we would like to see, the growth that we'd like to see sometimes, because we're not willing to go the extra mile that it takes to get there sometimes. We're not really willing to be the servant we need to be in order to accomplish it. I want you to notice something the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 19. He said, "For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all that I might win the more. To the Jews I became as a Jew, though I might win the Jews. To those who are under the law as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those